Chapter 22. Simone looked around Charlie's bar for the third time. All the chairs were up on the tables. The toilet lights were off. The ashtrays were emptied. Noel was currently restocking the bar, having insisted he needed absolutely no assistance doing so.
"Okay, then,"
she said, loud enough to be heard over the clanking of bottles. Noel's head reappeared over the bar, and he shot her a smile.
"Safe home."
"Right, yeah. Good."
She was nodding, although she wasn't sure why.
"I'll see you tomorrow, then."
Noel looked up from the stock ledger where he was taking notes.
"Yes, as already mentioned three times, you will."
He said it with a smile. It was her first night back working since the incident with Nathan Ryan. Noel had come around to the house the day after Bunny had. Or rather, Bernadette had finally allowed him to. He had been trying from the get-go, once he'd realized Simone's excuse of being ill was far from the whole truth. She had sat him down and calmly explained what had happened. He had been all apologies, despite none of it being his fault. At least as far as anyone but him was concerned. His jumble of tics and spasms throughout were so severe, it was hard to figure out where his opinion of Nathan Ryan stopped and the random swearing started. It had taken both Bernadette and Simone to talk him down from going to the police. He had then inferred that he knew some people who could take care of Mr. Ryan. Sister Bernadette had taken him out of the room and given him what Simone could only assume had been a very stern talking to. When he returned, he pointedly avoided the subject of vengeance. She had been expecting him to insist on driving her home, or putting her into a taxi, though she would have turned either offer down flat. She was determined to get back to life as normal. She was expecting him to at least insist on walking her to the top of the alley. As it happened, it seemed there was going to be no struggle on that front either. Simone was glad, and a little hurt.
"Okay, then,"
she said, before realizing she had already said that. She turned to go, her handbag hanging from her shoulder, clutched tightly under her arm. It had been a gift from Bernadette, as had the can of homemade mace that sat inside it. Simone had made the mistake of expressing scepticism about the potency of such a thing. She had then been horrified when Bernadette had brought Freddy the milkman in and demonstrated it on him. It had taken over an hour for the man to regain both sight and composure. He'd sat at the kitchen table, weeping burning tears and gasping, as Bernadette had assured him he was doing the Lord's work. Simone looked down. She had her sneakers on. She had her keys in her pocket. She had her bag. She had her mace. She opened the bag, looked at it, and then put the mace into the pocket of her coat instead. She closed her bag. She double-checked the keys and then looked at the door. A deep breath. First time is the hardest. Just get it done and move on with your life. She opened the door. Bunny McGarry was sitting on the stairs outside looking at his watch. As she emerged, a large smile spread across his face.
"How's it going?"
Simone stopped and looked at him.
"What are you doing here?"
"I was just passing and that."
"Yeah, I call bullshit."
She looked back into the bar, to see Noel's silvery hair disappearing fractionally too slowly under the bar.
"Look, I appreciate it and all, but I don't need an escort."
"Have I ever told you how much I enjoy a fried breakfast?"
Simone raised her eyebrows.
"No, hard as it is to believe, that has never come up in conversation."
"Well, I do. The full Irish, mind. Black pudding, white pudding, eggs, sausages, beans, mushrooms. None of that fried tomato nonsense, but
and this is a recent break with tradition, I will go the occasional hash brown. Your nation's finest export. Present company accepted.
Thank you kindly, sir. But does this have a point?
It does indeed. You see, I had my yearly Garda physical last week, and this fella sits me down and tells me, wait for it, I'm fat.
Simone laid the southern accent on thickly.
Well, I do declare the very impertinence of the man.
Oh, God, yeah. I'd have slapped him silly normally, but I was unwilling to put down my breakfast kebab. Anyway, not to blind you with science, but it turns out sitting on your arse for 12 hours a day is bad for you. He wants me to cut down on de booze and de brekkie, and start jogging.
You don't strike me as a jogger.
Exactly. Only time I run is after somebody, and they're going to regret making me do it, let me tell you.
Bunny stood up.
So there we go.
Simone looked around.
Did I pass out there for a minute? I don't see any connection between what you just said and why you're here.
Simple. I need some exercise. So every night I can, I'm walking from here to a street in Rathmines and back again.
For the good of your health?
For the good of my health.
He moved to the side and waved her through.
No. You can walk behind me, in front of me, or somewhere else entirely. But I am walking to Rathmines, to a house full of batshit crazy nuns.
Simone looked him up and down before smiling.
Okay, but just so you know there, fella, I got a can of mace here, so you'd better behave yourself.
Bunny fell into step beside her as she walked up the slope.
Where'd you get that?
Sister Bernadette made it for me.
Christ on a bike! She is one mental old battle-axe, isn't she?
Simone stopped as they turned the corner. She looked back. The alley stood behind them. Just an alley.
Everything okay?
Asked Bunny.
Yeah, fine, she replied. And I dare you to call Sister Bernadette that to her face.
No thanks. I'd rather try the mace.